It's time to take a look back at this week's market activity. I'm Shaylee Peters, and we're joined today by Heather Ramsey. She's with the ARC Group based out of Lincoln. Heather, kind of a rough week or roller coaster week, however you want to look at it, but let's just jump right into taking a look at those weekly numbers.
Yeah, so if you look at this week over week change for corn, it actually didn't end up near as negative as what maybe a lot of people felt like it did. We had a positive day on Tuesday that helps with corn, and we gave back most of what we gained on Tuesday, so that kind of ended up with a neutral effect between Tuesday and Wednesday. So week over week, we're looking at the 2018 boards being off, 13 to 15, and that December 2019 board being off about 9 to 10. If you look at beans, they were our big losers for the week, showing about a 60-cent loss on this old crop to new crop 2018 bean boards. If you look out at the November 2019 bean board, you're seeing off about 40 cents. So a little bit less of an extreme movement on the 2019 crop, but the 2018 crop, like I said, putting in about a 60-cent loss. Wheat, July 2018 Kansas City wheat off about 18.5 cents for the week, and July 2019 Kansas City wheat off about 19 cents for the week. And important to note out there, this is the first time we slip closing below $6 futures in quite a while on that July 2019 wheat. So that's, kind of where we're sitting as far as futures go out there. Just a really rough week overall when you look at all the things that are coming down the pipeline in regards to that Chinese-U.S. trade negotiations.
And then after seeing a week like we have and really seeing the close on Friday, it can be kind of a bleak feeling. But I know one thing you specifically wanted to touch on here in this week's report was supply and demand and maybe a bright spot there.
Yeah, so if you look at what happened Tuesday, we had this beautifully bright green positive market trading day. It was like, oh, the angels sang and everyone was happy about what was going on in the markets. And a lot of that was actually all of that was due to our supply and demand report. What we're seeing for ending stocks numbers on corn and beans specifically to the U.S. here are some of the lowest stock values we've seen in years, quite possibly a decade or so. So that is really good news for the corn market and the bean market as well. Should have been very bullish, which we did see a positive close on Tuesday. With that being said, though, unfortunately, this, again, trade is overshadowing that discussion of supply and demand and ending stocks. Now, if we can get away from this trade mentality and start actually looking at the fundamentals, corn is very heavily undervalued compared to the fundamentals. So that's kind of one of the positive things that we kind of have waiting in the wings, so to speak, once we can get past this trade dilemma. The other one would definitely be the weather. There's still a lot of up in the air about what this weather is going to be like for the main portion of our crop growing region here in the Midwest. And the newest, hot button item is what they're calling the Ring of Fire. So there's supposed to be this kind of central portion of the Midwest that's going to be hot and dry for a couple weeks. And then the outer region there where we're looking to see some soaking rains. Now, Nebraska falls kind of right on the edge of where that ring could be. We'll have to see how that pans out. Obviously, it's anyone's best guess what the weather is going to do. But if that weather continues to play up and be more of a storyline, that's another positive factor for the market. So again, the trade discussion really outweighing two of our most positive indicators for the market. Not to say that at some point this trade thing doesn't get figured out, but until it does, these two, the supply and demand and this weather discussion, are going to kind of stay waiting in the wings for some better timing for them to take into effect in the market.
So when we find ourselves in a market like this, Heather, what are your recommendations? What are some of the conversations you're having with producers?
So obviously we've seen a huge setback in the last couple weeks as far as pricing goes. And for the guys that had a little bit of remaining old crop, it is somewhat worrisome that now we're talking about pricing old crop corn in the neighborhood of, $330 to $340, or looking at beans somewhere in the neighborhood of $8. It's just very disconcerting. I think a lot of what's going on is that we are pricing grain. And then when I talk about corn being undervalued, this is a perfect opportunity for farmers to go and say, you know what? I can buy upside back on this corn for 3 cents. 3 cents is extremely cheap. So 3 to 4 cents, I can buy upside back. And if we finally get a chance to trade the supply and demand and this weather stuff, and we see these rallies come back to corn, I'll be able to participate again. So that's kind of one thing that's going on for the rest of this old crop. New crop, you know, we're finishing up averages. We've got floors on. We're very well protected as far as beans and corn go. But what we're trying to do here is look at strategies that maybe continue to help us eliminate some downside risk. And so buying some out of the money floors, just to look at kind of worst case scenario pricing or protection, that's going on as well. But for the most part, kind of the thing that we look at, since we have such a structured plan throughout the marketing season, we don't do a lot of knee-jerk reactions to markets being wild and crazy. And over time, you start to look at these markets and the charts, and you realize that knee-jerk reactions in wild and crazy times with the markets don't typically work out in your favor. And so we've really limited any such thing, any such knee-jerk reactions. We're trying to get our clients out of the mentality of just reacting with their gut and their heart and being so emotionally involved in it. So we're trying to kind of keep a mild and neutral tone to what's going on. We don't want to leave anyone over extended or unprotected more than we have to, but we're trying to keep everyone kind of level-headed and even-keeled through this really crazy and erratic pricing that we've had. You know, if you look at where we're priced at today on both corn and beans versus last year, you know, we had a very similar fall off happen. You know, hopefully we can put together a very similar retracement in the next 3 weeks as well. So just trying to stay the course, stick with our plan. That's what typically works year over year. So that's what we're going to continue to do.
Thanks, Heather. It's Heather Ramsey with the ARC Group based out of Lincoln. If you would like more information, you can give them a call toll-free 866-574-2724 or go online to agriskconsulting.net.